This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. So I was actually wondering this week, when Pari had the dream and he was very distraught, he could not interpret the dream. None of the interpretations were to his satisfaction. So who talks up the Sar HaMashkim? And the Sar HaMashkim says, Eschatai ani maskir hayoim. Paroi katsaf alavodav. First of all, why does he need to say Paroi got angry at his servants? The other guy has nothing to do with this. The Sar HaOifim has nothing to do with this. Well, you'll say, well, he has something to do with this because the Yosef interpreted not only the Sar HaMashkim's dream, but also the Sar HaOifim's dream. So the Sar HaMashkim says, look, you got angry at both of us, and we both have dreams. But then he says, "Vanachalma chaloim belaila echad anivahu." We both dreamed in that night, I and him. Why does he have to say I and him? We get the point. He said we both dreamed. "Vanachalma chaloim belaila echad." He should say we both dreamed. "Vahi kasher pasalanu kein haya." And then why does he have to say "Oisi heishaval kani veoisai sala"? In other words, there are a few extra words over here. First of all, the fact that the Sar HaMashkim adds I and he. Why does he have to say I and he? He said we dreamed. Why add the words I and he? And then let him just say, as he interpreted it, so it was. Why is it necessary to say, I was returned to my post and he was hung? We know that from before. And let the Tar just say, as Yosef interpreted it, so it was. So Rav Shaul of Amsterdam, brought in the Sefer Pnine Kedem, says, Chazal tell us, a dream close to the morning is Neskayim Tchila. Chaloim Karoiv L'Shachris Neskayim Tchila. You know, it's interesting. Many people, they have dreams, you know, right before they get up. But a dream right before Shachris Neskayim Tchila. So says Rav Shaul of Amsterdam, the Sar HaMashkim said, "Vanachama chalim blechad ani vahu, I and he," meaning first I dreamed, and then he dreamed. Well, if first I dreamed and then the Sar HaOifim dreamed, whose dream is closer to Shachris? The Sar HaOifim, because they had the dream in the middle of the night. So the Sar HaOifim's dream was closer to Shachris. So if that dream was closer to Shachris, that dream should have been fulfilled sooner. And it wasn't. It was Oisi Heishiv Alkani Va'oisai Sala. I was returned to my post first, and he was hung. Kasher Pasar Lanu, like he interpreted, that's what was. The point of the Sar HaMashkim was like this. He says, what happened first was not his dream was fulfilled and then my dream. That's what ordinarily would happen, that a dream closer to Shachris is Neskayim Tchila. But here what happened was the way he interpreted it, which means the power is coming from him. Look how eminent he is in interpreting dreams. And from here we see the way dreams are fulfilled is the way they're interpreted. So even though, technically speaking, the guidelines of dreams are such that the one which is that takes place closer to Shachris is normally Neskayim Tchila. That's not what happened here. Instead, over here, what happened was whatever Yosef said, that's what happened. So that's how Rav Shaul of Amsterdam explains the Arichas Halashon in this parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.